Hello, all you happy people, and thank you again for listening to Dora the Explorer's side adventure, which I should know the name of. Pull My Pinky. That's it. Got it. Smashed it out of the park. Thanks again for listening. If you're able to like or share the recording, that'd be really appreciated. Thank you all, and I hope you're all having a fantastic day. As a special shout out this episode to anyone called Darren who's listening, I'm really sorry.
Slam shut, but you managed to propel yourself off just in time. And as the airlock door slams shut and this massive space hay flies in with you, the gravity returns to the room and you all collapse onto the floor. Yeah, you're just covered in space hay and the viscera from the horrors that you just faced.
We need to be very careful to wipe all this off because, yeah, it's fine when it's just sticking to a bit of goo that's stuck to you. But when someone hits you with an incendiary round when you've got a bit of space hay stuck to you, that is not okay. So everyone be very clear when you wipe yourself down, there's no space hay still on you.
It takes some time as it's got into like little nooks and crannies in your armour. Probably takes about 15, 20 minutes to actually pick it through. And I imagine you help each other as well. And you manage to get most of it off as it's stuck to the blood mostly on your body. The horror's blood on you that's... all over your armor.
Can Jefferson also use a second level forging slot to do a little bit of a mend on himself?
Yeah, that's fine.
Does anybody else need mending? I could do with a little bit.
So Reba's going to use a first level slot.
You know, at one point I was considering the actual best way to win that fight would be for Jefferson to make a dimensional pocket, all three of us to get in. And dimensional pocket is very specific, that attacks and powers going in and out don't do anything. But it's not an attack to just pull a pin out of a grenade and drop it.
I was thinking that with the airlock door.
Like, no damage would come in. We all get into the dimensional pocket and then you just accidentally drop a grenade. Then we blow a hole in this little moon. Kind of, I regretted not doing it as my first move. Just to really fuck with Mike's game.
Yeah, next time we're in a room full of space, hey, we know what to do.
Start dropping grenades.
Once inside the dimensional pocket.
Start dropping grenades. That's 11 hit points back.
Excellent. Back up.
Oh shit, yeah, I forgot that I had my modifier to it.
Yeah, don't forget to split your wisdom on. Here's the wisdom.
Body heal, baby.
I'm basically up to full again. It's fun playing Jefferson with powers. Like, leveled up a little bit as a melder.
My magic user, baby. Sorry, space mate.
Magic user, baby. So, we've solved your bio-horror puzzle.
It wasn't that much of a puzzle.
It was quite puzzling.
We found your chode button.
So yeah, the airlock you find yourself in.
Quick question. So there was a button at the top of the room. Was there also a button at the bottom of the room?
You'll never know.
Son of a bitch, he's right.
But yeah, there was, and it had a butthole on it.
Nice.
So the airlock you see before you stretches for what seems like forever in one straight line. You can't make out any sense of it ending. The shape of it's like one long semi-cylinder, so the walls curve up into an arch above, and the feel of it is, it almost doesn't feel like it's finished. It's like it's been patched together. There are some areas.
So just to clarify, do you mean it's like the corridors in SG-1 where they're all like round but the flat bottom?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It's rounded, but it's almost a bit patchy as well. So it's like almost a Harlequin's cloak patchwork. Some areas are discoloured, different materials have been used to patch it together. And some areas are even see-through, like really thick perspex.
What do we see through the perspex?
Make a perception check.
25.
19.
13.
Okay. So yeah, all of you look out of the nearest piece of perspex. It is thick, like really, really like industrial grade, which means as a result it's quite hazy, but you can still see through it. And you can make out this huge space. The gigantic innards, effectively, of the moon itself.
Well, so are we to assume from this that the moon is hollow?
This is not a moon.
There you go, there it is.
The giant hollow thing.
Yes, yeah, so certain parts of it are hollow, you can now make out. You can see that from the size of this room that you're looking at, most of it's hollow and it's just a shell. It's very big.
Okay, Jefferson's going to say at this point, all right, guys, I'm just going to say this now. If this turns out to be a spaceship, it's mine. Bagsy.
Oh. We all need to get home.
Yeah, I'll drop you off. Don't worry about it.
One personal taxi service for life.
No, I don't even care. I just want my island back.
I will consider the taxi service for life. It will be intermittent.
Like most taxis.
You know what? You can get your island. Done.
What? Yeah, you want, what? You know, I'm not doing this with you.
I have a friend. Well, friend is a strong word, but he's very powerful these days, from what I've heard. He kind of hates me, but I think he'd do this for me.
Doesn't sound particularly like friend.
Odd just sort of kind of looks imploringly at Reboot as the old man rambles.
He's got nothing but nice things to say about you guys, so I'm sure he'd do it.
Sorry, Odd. It's a side effect of these shorter-lived species. Oh, I forgot you're one of them. Sorry. Think of this as a glimpse into the future.
Hey, you know the guy. He knows you.
Yes, we know the guy.
I'll just kind of just massages the bridge of his nose.
I think that's what he used to do when I was talking to him. He did the same thing.
I just want to find Dora, beat the shit out of her, and go home. That's all I want.
Hey, we all want to beat the shit out of Dora.
So through the perspex, you can see motion. This gigantic array of what seems to be like hydraulic machinery in motion, moving different objects around the vacuous innards of the moon. The objects they're moving are all different shapes and sizes, but they look to be kind of various parts for maybe a spaceship or a space station or just buildings in general. Basically building blocks, rooms for some sort of structure.
This seems a little beyond Dora, if I'm honest.
I was just thinking that. Resources alone, but also just the sheer organization of this.
Yeah, the vision to be able to do something on this scale seems beyond her.
This looks like some Emperor Palpatine bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of thing that Dora would want to do.
If she was stealing something from here, she'd be like a savant about it.
Oh, absolutely.
But this, well beyond her ability to coordinate.
Yeah, this wouldn't get beyond the rough, crude, and generally offensive crayon drawing stage of planning.
I'll tell you one thing, there'd be a lot more penis shapes in there.
True.
I'll say, Jefferson, did you roll a 25 on your perception check, did you say?
Yeah.
So I'll say that you can... not only can you make out the penis shapes...
Are you about to tell me that I can see penis shapes?
Of various rooms. But you can see way across the other side of the innards of this moon, there's a flash of light occasionally, almost like a warm glow that you'd see on an old style forge. And from that flash of light, from its origin, another piece of a room or piece of a space station appears. And the spark and the glint of this operation in the half-light, you can almost see the machines like dancing quite eerily as it produces more of the what seems to be a space station inside.
Anyone see that forge over there?
Uh-huh.
There's a forge there.
Just dicks. Dicks as hard as the eye can see.
There are a lot of dicks. A lot of dicks.
Okay, dicks aside, are you saying you want to get to that forge thing?
Can I see anything else that looks significant that would look worth getting to?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to make many things out. The fact that it's dark in this vacuous space, what you can see is the claws of this machinery placing objects in certain areas, and then this occasional flash of warm light from the other side. The corridor in front of you seems to be never ending, but there is a conveyor belt on the floor and it clicks on as you went over the sensors that closed the airlock door as well, and it starts to slowly move. You're not on it yet, you're just before it.
Does that look like there's a curve to the corridor, however gradual?
Make a perception check.
19.
You can't really make that out. It just looks like it's a straight shot. It does move towards the general direction of where the forge light
is. Like, basically, is there any other direction to go but round this corridor?
At this point, you can also, by the way, hear the horrors smashing at the door behind you. You can't hear their noises. You can just hear the...
All right. I've got two suggestions. One of them's dumb. One of them's boring. I'll tell you the boring one first, which is we just follow the corridor. We're clearly meant to follow the corridor. Follow the corridor. See where it goes. The other option, the dumb option, the fun option, and he looks straight at HUD because he thinks, he feels like HUD would buy into this. I've got some space, eh? You've got some space, eh? We've got some perspex here that goes into the internals of the moon. There's a flash of light on the other side that might be interesting.
HUD steeples his fingers.
If we blow this perspex in and leap across the inside of the moon, find out what that fucking glowing light is, it might be nothing. This might be a massive waste of time that's incredibly dangerous and hugely waste resources. Or there's a very, very, and I can't emphasize this enough, very slim chance it's useful. I will give it this at least. It is unexpected.
Behind HUD's steepled fingers that are touched to his lips, HUD frowns. Then he says, I've also got one demolition charge left.
Does seem like fate.
Rebig starts to back off.
No, I was going to say, is there atmosphere in there? But I've got my rings. You guys have got whatever the fuck you've got. We should be fine with atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know what? I used to be the reasonable one that would talk people out of using explosives at any opportunity.
And then years back, I used to start making unreasonable decisions like using explosives or voting Brexit.
Hey, you know what? I used to be the reasonable one too, he says HUD, gaffer taping his bag full of space hay to his demolition charge.
We'll use yours on this door, and then if we need it for the other end, we'll use mine.
I've only got the one demolition charge left.
I know, but explosives are explosives. We'll sellotape a grenade and pull the plug. It's fine.
I mean, that couldn't be more wrong, but you know what? I'm committed to this. He's going to affix the demolition charge.
So you're wrapping up space hay and using a demolition charge?
I'm gaffer taping the Ziploc bag of space hay on the inside of the demolition charge, you know, the side where it will attach to the surface. So it will blow away from us because, you know, demolition charges are shape charges.
Can't believe my boys are using the Monroe effect. I'm so proud.
So it will blow out together away from us.
Okay. So yeah, you strap it to the perspex part of the wall. You could also make out just in this wall that it's made up of so many different things, different materials. You can see body parts of like Zamaron crammed into it, and there's pieces of the horrors that you've just fought just meshed into the wall. Like there's even little eyes that actually move, and as you look at them, they blink or they move away. There's this kind of old style radio as well that's jutted into the wall. Just random bits of crap and junk just make up the walls of this room.
This place is seriously weird.
The hodgepodge nature does lend it to Dora, but it's very complex.
Make another perception check as well from these walls.
10 for HUD.
21. That's terrible. Get a 10.
10. So yeah, Rebook and HUD, you can't really see much other than these body parts shoved into the wall, but Jefferson, you can make out a few things actually. Other random bits that kind of jump out at you. There is, again, bits of cake, like birthday cake, smeared onto the wall, little chunks of birthday cake. And there's also these little orb like objects that you can make out as grenades crammed into the wall. Various different types. There are also little vials that you make out as what look like healing ampules jutting out of these walls.
Wait. HUD, wait. there's some things we need to check out here. So I guess first he's going to walk up to a smear of cake and give it a sniff.
Smells like a milky sponge.
That's by far the worst thing you've thrown at us.
Horrible. He's going to wipe his finger for it. Give it a little lick.
Don't lick the milky sponge.
All right, can you roll a d4, please?
3. 3,
okay, yeah. You feel a kind of really nice warm sensation in your body. It makes you feel a little bit brighter within yourself. You restore 3 hit die.
Oh, nice. I have many hit die.
You used them all, didn't you, on your short rest?
Yeah, all right. What I meant is I have 2 types of hit die. Do I get to choose which?
Yeah, just take your best ones.
Okay. The cake's quite good. I guess I try and pull an amp duel out of the wall.
Can you make a sleight of hand check?
Sleight of hand, that's a 14.
So you try and remove this healing ampule and it breaks off in your hand and the liquid just leaks down onto your wrist and onto the floor. Unfortunately, you can't seem to remove it.
Okay, so there's healing ampules embedded in the wall. The cake's quite tasty. I guess I try and pull a grenade from the wall.
Is there any particular one you like the look of?
I don't know. Describe them to me.
Make an investigation check.
2.
2?
2.
Yeah, you have no idea what these do. You can just see the different colours. One's green, one's bluish, one's another type of green, one's red.
I'll go for one of the green ones.
Yeah, so make it sleight of hand again. Don't roll a 1.
21.
Yeah, you managed to dislodge this grenade from the wall and pop it in your inventory. It's just a normal fragmentation grenade.
Okay. Well, there's cake that's tasty. There's healing ampules that are hard to get out, and there are grenades in the walls. I don't know what this means. I'm just telling you.
At this point, the old-style radio starts to play a crackling, kind of haunting tune. It's just of Dora singing. And so I wake up in the morning and I step outside. I take a deep breath and I get real high. I scream from the top of my lungs, "What's going on?" And I said, "Hey, hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey." I said, "Hey, what's going on?" And make an insight check, and I'll give Rebook and Hood advantage on this because they know Dora well.
18 for Hood.
It's 25 for Rebook. Sorry, 24.
9 for Jefferson.
Jefferson, you just think this is Dora being a twat as per usual. Hood, you can detect that something is a little bit off. She doesn't sound like her usual jolly, drunken self. Rebook, you know her probably the best out of the crew, because you've spent a bit more time travelling with her. You almost feel like she sounds like doped, and not in a way that you and her might enjoy of an evening. I imagine you two have done a bit of ket.
Ket vets.
Not even space ket.
Yeah, just ket.
Good old fashioned ket, like our forefathers before us.
Yeah, it sounds like she's completely out of it.
Oh, I don't know if you can hear that, guys, but Dora seems even more wasted than usual.
Yeah. She doesn't seem very happy about it, which is odd.
Yes, yeah. A lot of her behaviour is very odd here.
So yeah, what are you guys doing? So Jefferson's just taken a eaten a bit of cake and has a frag grenade now. Are you going ahead with the charge?
You know the radio?
Mm-hmm. Does it
sound like a recording?
Does it sound like a recording?
Yeah. Like, is it looped?
If you wait a few minutes, she does the entire song, and then it sort of clicks, and then starts again.
I'm going to look over to Jefferson and say, so am I blowing this thing or what? And I think Jefferson's frozen.
Sorry, it does seem twitted. Before you blow anything up, Reba's going to see if we get an ampule out of the wall.
Yeah, so make a sleight of hand check.
Oh, nice. 22.
So yeah, you managed to dislodge one of these healing ampules and pocket it. If you use it, it's 2d4 plus 2 HP.
Let's see. I think I've already got one of those.
And I said, hey, yeah, yeah.
Hey, hey, yeah. I said, hey. What's going on?
But what is going on?
What is going on?
You just tell us, Mike.
It's not been written yet, so who the fuck knows?
I miss some stuff. What's going on?
Don't mind, just tell us the plot.
You need to scream it from the top of your lungs.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on? I mean, the only reason that's in there tonight is because it was started playing on my soundtrack on the way home. Just randomly.
Fair enough.
It's a banger to be fair.
Rebook managed to get one of the healing ampules out of the wall. What are you doing?
Are we blowing this thing or not?
I mean, magic corridors aside, I see there isn't to not blow up the walls.
Okie dokie. Hunt's going to move back to a safe distance, recommending that everyone else does the same.
Jefferson will do the same and click his bracelets together to create a bubble of atmosphere.
Yeah, Rebook's going to do the same as well. And you turn on the environmental pocket and hand his mag boots as well.
What do I have?
Don't hold your breath.
I've got a grav sphere. I don't know what that does. That probably would have been very helpful in the last room.
No, basically a trap.
Oh, okay.
You throw it at someone and it captures them in a gravity sphere. And...
Oh, is the environmental pocket multi-use? I thought it was just one use.
Oh, I don't know. Actually.
I'm pretty sure they were one use.
Oh, okay. I don't have one. I don't have that.
Well.
Good job you used it.
Let's hope there's atmosphere inside the planet.
Yep, fuck it. Hud's going to put on his... Hud's got a flight suit with the helmet on that.
Flight suit, that's a lot.
Hang on, there was atmosphere on the moon.
But is there atmosphere in the moon? I mean, it seems to be, because we can breathe.
I mean, logically, you would assume that there's atmosphere in the moon if there's atmosphere on the moon, but I don't know, it's Dora's planet.
Yeah, fuck it, I'm going to blow it. Clear.
All right, so how far away? It doesn't really matter because you said it's going to explode outwards, right?
Yeah.
Let's just see how much damage do you have to roll for this? You do, don't you? You have to do like a check to see if you can set the charge.
Yeah.
I don't know if we ever established how much damage Space Hay does.
I think it was a wisdom check plus my proficiency bonus.
Yeah, DC 12 wisdom check.
Got 15.
Okay, yeah, so you managed to set that. It's 3d6 fire damage. With the space hay, boy.
So just be clear that up first.
I'm actually going to roll this on a dice roll online. Okay, yeah, so this charge goes off. A massive eruption that echoes throughout the long corridor. You must get the impression it bounces back at you. So there is some idea of an end to this corridor. The Perspex glass breaks. It's so thick, it doesn't actually, even with the space hay, it doesn't actually destroy the wall. It cracks slightly. And you've done a lot of damage to it. But it does stand.
I'm a bitch. Hod's going to start shooting at the breach with his micro cannon.
All right, yeah, making an attack, I suppose.
That's a 17 hit.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is 17. That's 20 points of damage.
Yeah, so with that, it blasts a hole. Not that big, but it's big enough for probably Reboot to fit through.
I'm going to fire again.
Well, before you do that, make a... what should we call this? Make a dexterity saving throw.
Is that all of us or just Hod?
All of us. All of you, sorry.
The 10 for Hod.
Reba got an extra one. So that'll be a 4.
Are your mag boots on?
Sorry,
yes.
Yeah, mag boots are on.
Okay. I'll say with that, it's fine. But you can feel the vacuum of space start to suck you towards the hole. But your mag boots hold you in place as the air starts to rush out.
Told you there'd be no atmosphere out there.
Yeah.
I'm feeling less confidence about this port of action then.
It's a bit late now.
Straight down the corridor.
I feel like the atmosphere's still leaving the corridor.
Yeah, but the corridor is going to lead somewhere where there's going to be another airlock.
I mean, eventually, yeah.
And let's get moving.
Okay, but I don't have grab boots. I can't move quickly.
Okay, Hud's just going to grab Jefferson and start moving down the corridor.
It's so strong.
Look, pieces of Perspex start to like flake off, and the hole is getting a little bit bigger, and it starts to crack. It does start ripping off pieces of the wall. The little bits of junk and the grenades start to fly through the hole, healing ampules, bits of cake and stuff.
I think it was a good idea.
Well, this was your idea.
A piece of panelling does actually rip off and sticks itself to the hole and does stop the vacuum for a bit. You're not sure just how long it'll last, but it does block the vacuum.
Okay, Hud's just going to double time it down the corridor with Jefferson under one arm and is just going to yell the reboot to follow him.
Yeah, so there's a conveyor belt that runs at a fairly slow pace all the way down this corridor. But you, yeah, running on that, yeah, you could probably get down this a lot faster. I mean, it's long. And the haunting music of Dora plays over and over as you go down this corridor. 5-10 minutes drags by. Still going. Make a quick perception check as you keep running.
A 12 for Hod.
From a natural 1 to a natural 20. So that's a 27.
18 for Jefferson.
Yeah, so Rebook and Jefferson, with your kind of keen eyesight, you can see behind that, and you almost feel a sense of weightlessness as well creep over you. As the corridor behind, you can see the distance is ripping away into the vacuum of space.
Let's go faster.
Oh, really regret your decision there, Jefferson.
You also, Reboot, with a natural 20, you can see the shapes of bodies flying around in the vacuum, and you get the impression the horrors have succumbed to it from the room before. It's ripped out that entire space hay room.
I resent that you're blaming me entirely for this. Like, yeah, I'm not absolute of blame, but we're all there. You pressed explode.
I think at this point, because Reboot and Hud should maybe make a constitution saving throw.
I think Hud might be fine because he's carrying Jefferson.
Oh, do people get that effect when they're in the...
It's an area of effect thing. Yeah, it's like 10 feet.
All right. Well, I suppose that Reboot is probably running alongside you. So anyone within Jefferson's range, 10 feet, is fine for now. Using your mag boots as well, you can stick to the conveyor belt. You can feel the suck backwards. I'm saying. But yeah, you keep going as the corridor behind you is melting away into space. After another 10, 15 minutes of hard work, you reach the end of this corridor. There's an airlock. This one has no window in it, but you can see quite clearly there's a button next to the door with a bit of text next to it.
What does it say?
So the caption reads, O-N-E-P. Each letter is a different size and a different style of font, like it's been pieced together in a hurry.
Does that mean anything to anyone?
I was never great at spelling.
Oh, open. Jesus Christ, Dora was drunk.
It could also be nope. Nope.
Oh, Hud's just going to kind of, he's going to press the button using Jefferson. Nudges the button with his head.
Yeah, so Jefferson's head knocks against the button and the airlock door slides up. Behind you, the corridor is nearly completely eviscerated and there's shrapnel and pieces of junk and grenades and everything that made up that corridor of, like, weird junk just flying off into the innards of the moon. And there is a room ahead. Yeah, a small airlock.
Seems like a sensible place to go.
Okay, everybody in. And then I'm going to head through the door and start looking for a panel to close it behind us.
As you walk in, you hear another clicking noise again, similar to what you heard in the previous airlock door. And the airlock slams shut. And you're left in this small, an anteroom, a small airlock, basically, with another door on the other side. There's another caption on this door.
Jefferson, just as the airlock shuts and they're seemingly safe, turns to Hud and says, Hud, honestly, I don't know what came over you to detonate an explosive against an external wall on a moon.
Hud's going to look down at Jefferson and then just sort of shake him reasonably vigorously.
I'm very flimsy.
And then he's going to squint down at the text on the other button.
Click some bits that I haven't clicked in a while.
Oh my.
Sorry, the atmosphere as well returns to the room. You feel the gravity restore as the airlock comes down. The text on the button is simply nope.
Okay, that's either another typo or something quite foreboding.
There are no other buttons in the room.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to be blamed for any more shit, so one of you two can press this one.
No. Let's look around first. There are no other buttons in the room. Is that right?
Investigation check?
Two.
A 12, very big.
This is the only visible button that you can see.
Is there a door handle on the door?
No, it's similar to the previous airlocks. This one doesn't have a window. It's just a very simple, blank, white airlock door.
Okay. Jefferson looks to see if his exo bracelets are still active. There's nothing of a time limit on them, so I guess click on, click off. Reboot, do you want to press the button? It's fine if you do.
It's about time we make sure. Yes, I should make a terrible decision too. Let's try. So Reboot's going to, again, make sure his mic boots are fastly secure to the floor.
Jefferson grabs onto Reboot.
And press the button.
All right, so the door in front of you slides up, and you're immediately faced with a room full of people standing and facing you in the airlock door. It's completely rammed, this room, as far as you can see. All the bodies are crammed in together, shoulder to shoulder, like sardines. They are completely naked, apart from masks over their faces. It's very crudely drawn, cartoonish likeness of Dora's face fits around their skulls perfectly. And the only sound you can make out of this room, which the room appears to be like a large cube room again, is the sound of this mass of people breathing in and out in unison, and they're all facing you.
This seems wrong.
I see reason for no problem.
Can Jefferson just lift the mask of the nearest person?
Yeah, so they're right up against where the airlock door was. There was literally no room to move in this room for the bodies. So you lift the mask of the nearest one, and peering back at you is just this bloke, very normal-looking guy, human, brown, swept-back hair. He just sort of nods recognition at you as you pull the mask up.
Who are you people?
I'm Darren. The two beside him, as he says this, look at him through the mask, and they pull their masks up and they go, no, I'm Darren. And the one on the other side says, no. I'm Darren. And the sea of these guys just... it works its way back down the line, and you just hear this, no, I'm Darren, and this kind of raucous, kind of loud sea of Darrens becomes discordant.
Oh, Jesus Christ, no one's Darren!
Strange they wouldn't have this conversation before we arrived.
Right, you know, fuck this. Hud's gonna, with a snap, sort of extend his collapsible baton. And he's just going to start nudging all of the naked Darrens out of the way to try and clear a path through them.
Whilst he does this, Jefferson's just going to yell at the top of his voice, Darren, stand aside.
And these Darrens, they're now arguing with each other about who's who. Some of them at the front are looking at you and going, are you Darren too?
No one's... Get out of the way. And Hud's just going to start shoving Darren's out of the way.
Jefferson's going to try and, like, whilst Hud's doing this, try to calm everyone. Everyone, I understand what's going on. It's okay. You are all called Darren. There's no shame in this. There's nothing wrong with being Darren. It just means your creator, your progenitor, was uninventive. There's nothing wrong with that. There was a roadblock in their mind when they came to naming you, and you became Darren. It's okay. There is no shame in this life. You are all Darren now. Step aside. The non-Darrens need to pass through this room.
Hud's just going to mutter to himself loudly enough for Jefferson to hear. It seems lazy to me.
It's just off the cuff. They were unexpected naming situations.
I don't know. It seems like a lot of effort's gone into this. But it all just kind of fell apart at the last hurdle, you know. They're fairly well-rounded, fleshed-out people. But then, you know, just everyone's Darren. But, you know, whatever. I'm just trying to get through this.
It's a popular name. It's not an uncommon name.
It's a fairly uncommon
name. Think about it. You all know a Darren. Everyone knows a Darren.
I know a Daryl.
You know Darren as well.
I know several thousand Daryls now.
I mean, do we know them? We've just met them. And seriously, get out of the way, all of you.
Jefferson, can you make a persuasion check to try and calm down the Darrens?
All Darrens, hush now. You'll be at peace soon.
Hush, little Darren.
He's Darren Whisperer.
25.
So yeah, the immediate 20, 25 that are in front of you that crushed in together do seem to start of like listen to you and take in what you're saying. And then they look at each other and they say, we are Darren. And that is fine. We are Darren. We are Darren. We are Darren. We are Darren. We are, and that starts to spread again backwards as a sea of Darren start to chant, we are Darren. And it really builds in the room and it's just bouncing off the walls and it's just, it's a lot. And then as Hood is trying to make his way through, can you make an athletics or an acrobatics check? Depending on how you want to try and get through this. It is a near impossible squeeze.
Can I try something else instead?
Yeah.
So Hud getting frustrated and just really annoyed by this chant of we are Darren, we are Darren. He's just going to draw his shotgun and he's going to fire it once into the air. And then he's going to hold up his shotgun. And he's going to say, all right, listen up, you primitive screwheads. This is my boomstick. This means I get through all the Darrens, one way or another.
All right. Can you make an intimidation check? And it's got to beat John's persuasion check.
What was your persuasion?
25.
Fuck's sake. I've got zero in intimidation. How have I got zero in intimidation?
And that 20 will do it.
19, of course. Of fucking course.
What's brilliant is that that's what I rolled to get my 25.
They do stop for a second as this shotgun round echoes throughout the room and they stare at you blankly. And then they continue to slowly build again. We are Darren.
As they build, Jefferson's just going to say, Darrens, stand aside with pride.
They keep chanting, we are Darren. You can tell that it is near enough impossible to make any amount of room for them to stand aside or any channel to get through. They're wall-to-wall Darren.
Okay, new plan. Hud's going to try an athletics check to just climb on top of them and just use them as like a human carpet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Try chanting we are Darren as you do it. They might crowd surf you over if you do that.
As a 19.
19, yeah, I'll say with that you manage to get up onto the shoulders of a couple of Darrens. Because of the weight of your armor and the mag boots that you're wearing, they sort of crumple to their knees a little bit.
That's fine.
So your hands are on their shoulders almost, so you're kind of half in the Darrens and half out of them.
I'm just doing my level best to like tread on their shoulders and just bring them down so I can just use them as steps. And I just sort of shout over my shoulder, just follow me, walk on the Darrens.
Jefferson's going to try a different tack. And he's going to start chanting in unison, we are Darren, and try and get them to crowd surf him over.
I'm going to ask Hood to do another a dexterity check. Acrobatics is fine, actually. And I want Jefferson to do a performance check.
8 for me.
So,
19 for me.
So a couple of Darrens grab you out, Hood, and they shout, we are Darren, in your face. And they pull you up into the air and start throwing you around the room. You start crashing into Darren's all over the place and you take 4 points of bludgeoning damage as you hit a couple of them at the other side of the room. Jefferson, are you climbing on top of them?
Yeah, but gently and lying myself on them and like kind of crawling but also letting them carry me. I'm directing it but letting them do a lot of the work.
I'd say with that performance check, and you're quite light as well, quite a lithe old man.
Don't describe me like that. That's weird.
You're a lithe old man. They lift you up and they chant, "We are Darren with you." And they start to crowd surf you. There's no direction. It's just they're crowd surfing you around the room.
Can I, whilst they're crowd surfing me, look around the room to look for another exit?
Yeah, make a perception check. Investigation.
18.
18, yeah. So you can see at the other end of the room as you're being crowd surfed, there is another airlock door.
How far away is that?
The room's about 60 feet.
So I'm going to try and wait until I'm nearer the middle of the room. And then use my grapple to look onto the other end.
All right. Do you need to make an attack roll to try and find purchase on the airlock?
I mean, I guess so. It's up to you, really.
Yeah, I'd say right, roll an attack to see if you can.
That is a 24.
I would say they were in quite a lot of cover because there are a few Darrens in the way, but with a 24, you managed to clip the frame of the airlock.
Is HUD anywhere near me, or...?
HUD's been thrown over to the other side. As you came into the room to the left, about 20 feet that way, and he's currently amidst a crowd of crumpled up Darrens.
Unfortunately, I don't have anything useful for this, because I can get myself to the other end easily with a quick little phase shift. A cheeky phase shift, but that's no good to anyone else. So I guess Jefferson's just going to wait there, grappled to the door so that he can't get more than 30 feet away from the airlock, just holding on to his gun. Which, I guess, is a sex joke.
As you chant, "We are Darren."
As I chant, "We are Darren."
HUD, Rebook, any...
Rebook's going to have a little look through his inventory. Rummage about in his pack. He finds a flamethrower, which he didn't remember he had. Thinks about it for a second. Shakes his head. And then he pulled out his nanotech climbers.
Very clever.
And they're not on the walls, are they?
No, they're just taking up the floor space.
Yeah, he's going to proceed to spider his way around the Darrens.
As you attach onto the wall, can you make a dexterity save?
That's a 15.
15. So yeah, that's just enough, but you take half. So you take 3 points of shock damage. As you realise that the walls are electrified, it pushes you back onto the Darrens and they start chanting, "We are Darren," at you, and they push you back into the airlock from where you came. The "We are Darren" is now getting a little bit aggressive.
So this flamethrower is going to get aggressive shortly.
Okay. I'm 100% done. HUD's going to stand up, dust himself off. He's going to look at the flamethrower on his shoulder. He's not going to shake his head and reconsider and say, "Well, I did warn you." And then he's going to level his shotgun at his hip. But he's going to start off with just a burst of fire. 15-foot cone in front of him. Please make a dexterity saving throw, please.
Yeah, I don't think I'm even going to roll for it. The sheer the shrieks that come off these Darrens as they burn alive is horrific. You can just hear the they trail off. "We are down!" And the smell of burned flesh stings the nostrils as the ones in front of Hood crumple to the ground in a kind of molten melt of flesh.
And as they do, Hud's just going to start advancing and just firing from the hip with his shotgun. Just again, because the shotgon can fire in a cone, and it's just he's just going to do that until he clears the path to the doorway.
And these bits of Darren and the blood that sprays out of these Darrens hits the wall and sizzles in the electricity. And the smoke that comes up from the flames as well starts to fill the top of the room as this inferno starts to ensue. You manage to clear quite an easy path through with the flamethrowers. They crumple to the ground and the We Are Darrens start to become questions again. We are Darren? We are Darren? And they're looking at each other, quite unsure of what's going on.
Yeah. So Hud's going to get to the door and see Jefferson, and then he's going to turn to all the Darrens and he's going to say, "You're not Darren, you're fucked. Now let my friend back in the room." He's going to stop shooting for the time being, but he's just going to sweep the remaining Darrens with the barrel of his shotgun.
Yeah, so the path that you've made has cleared enough room for the other Darrens to start parting to each side, and what's left in the middle is just a kind of... They've dropped Jefferson at this point. You caught a couple of the ones that were holding him and singed his overcoat a little bit. But the charred remains of the ones that you've killed and the full of shotgun shells just litter the floor in the middle of the room.
Maybe he's going to trudge his way through this. Excuse me, Darren. Excuse me, Darren. Sorry, Darren. Excuse me, Darren.
Jefferson's going to walk the rest of the way and stop in front of Hud. Just catch his gaze for a second and then say, "You know, they weren't doing anything. They were just in your way. That was needless. That was just death for the sake of death because it slowed you down. I've seen people kill for fear. I've seen people kill out of rage. I've seen people kill for mercy, even. There's very few people I've seen kill because of impatience. And I do think there is something wrong about you that you would just needlessly kill."
Hud's just going to turn to Jefferson and you can say, "They're not real. They're only Darrens."
"You don't know that they're not real."
"They're all clones."
"I'm real," says one of the Darrens nearby. "Yeah, no, so am I."
Hud shoots him.
His brain just splatters across the wall.
Jefferson pulls out his gun and points it at Hud's head. "Just because you don't see them as real doesn't mean they don't see them as real."
"Jefferson, get through the goddamn door. I'm not doing this with you."
"Immaterial to me as they are to you, so fuck you."
Hud's just going to point his micro cannon at Jefferson and just say, "Look, I don't give a shit about your moralizing. I don't give a shit about you. I don't give a shit about them. I don't give a shit about Dora. I don't give a shit about your ship. I give a shit about getting off this planet and going back to my retirement. I am done. I am 110% done. I am done with the death traps. I am done with the puzzles. I am done with the vacuum of space. I am done with this shit. I am not some fucking celebrity who has roughed it for a few years playing at being a mercenary.
Believe me, I'm as bored of this shit as you are. However, when I leave here, I'm not going to worry about 1,000 Darrens hunting me down."
"And neither am I."
"You are a callous, cold son of a bitch."
And you are a sentimental, jaded old man.
You're going to die alone.
That's exactly what I want. Now get through the goddamn door before I have to kill more of these idiots who you love so much.
Excuse me, Dan. Sorry, Dan. Pardon me, Dan. Excuse me. Shall we go, boys?
Jefferson walks to the door.
Yeah, so you can see the door has a clear button next to it. The caption on this one reads, Pone, P-O-N-E.
I swear to God, if that button just kills all the Darrens, I'm going to be livid. Jefferson hits the button.
The airlock comes up. And there's another room on the other side. The Darrens. Some of them are crying, holding the other Darrens in their arms, and a couple of them have been shocked by the walls a little bit, so they're tending to their wounds there. There's a real stench of death from this room now. Nothing happens other than the airlock door coming up.
You wish you'd made it kill them all, didn't you?
I fucking can. I can change my mind right now. I'd much rather you live with this conflict.
Hud's still facing the room full of Darrens, and he's just going to sort of shout over his shoulder, anything weird in there?
So, Jefferson, you can see into a fairly small room. It's dimly lit, but there are three tubes, upright tubes, in the centre of the room, all with a caption on each of them.
Unclear yet, probably yes.
Anything immediately violent?
No. Well, aside from you.
A bit ginger. With that, Hud's going to start backing out of the Darren room, and just as he's about to leave, he's just going to say, none of you are real, and then he's going to step into the new room.
Jefferson, as he says that, just leans over and says, you don't know that. You might be real. Cling to that.
Yeah, so as you walk into the...
Deep in his heart, Jefferson knows that Darrens aren't real. He just can't accept it.
As you walk into the next room, the door doesn't shut. So you can still hear the kind of moans of the Darrens in the other room. There is a button on the other side of the door that reads E-L-C-O-S. Elcos.
Just don't. No one press that button. It says close, I think. But everyone's fine.
You hear the wails from the other room, and the smell of charred flesh drifts in. Some of them are still saying, we are Darren. And in fact, there's a faction in one of the corners that's now roused again and is building into a choral.
I'm seriously considering throwing a grenade into the room.
What do the cabins over the tubes say?
So yeah, there's three separate tubes. It's a very small room, you know, it's about 15 by 15. Each tube is enough to fit a small to medium person in. Scrawled in very childlike writing above each is, one says Hud, one says Rebook, and one says Jefferson. It's all spelt wrong.
Jefferson turns to Rebook and says, remember when at the start when he said that he expected Dumas to show up, and yet he doesn't put a tube in for Dumas?
Almost like she's making it up as she goes along.
It is what she is. Then he walks into the Jefferson tube.
That's what Jeffrey's tube.
As soon as you do that, Jefferson, actually, the tube shuts immediately and it fires you off downwards.
Gonna kill her. Gonna kill her.
How did she spell Hud wrong? Literally three letters. And then Hud's gonna step into his tube.
The door. It spelt literally H-D-U.
Oh, you missed the trick there. It should have spelled D-U-H.
Oh yeah, fucked it. Let's do that. Wait, hold on. The Magicka podcast. It's literally spelled D-U-H. Magical. Okay. Yeah, you step in the door.
Tom, leave both in.
Don't tell me my secrets.
That's the Magicka podcasting.
Oh my god, so good.
So yeah, as you step in, heard the door to the tube slides down and you get fired off downwards, just leaving Rebook in the room with the room of Darren's behind him, shrieking, chanting.
The potential death by going to the tube or staying with Darren's. Rebook gets in the tube.
The door shuts and you get fired off into who knows where.